18, what did you say?
Let me see now, I would say, that would have been...
Well, it's how many years ago?
Wait, this is now, what is this? This is 1977.
Yes.
All right, and I am 77.
So you came over it?
So I must have come over here about 19, this is like 1904, my brother told me.
That's right, that's right.
I remember now, 1904.
You were 4 years old.
And we stayed with an uncle, and I might as well bring in the uncles here.
Yes.
They saw Goldstein, and he had the Enro Shirt Company.
Enro?
Enro Shirt Company, and...
Did he start it himself, you think?
Yes, yes, he started it himself.
And with his brother Isaac?
No, himself, all by himself. And then they, the children later on came in, but they started himself. I don't know what he did before that time, but this is what they did.
This is the reason your mother came here?
That's right.
With two children?
Yes, the brothers brought her here, the brothers. My father had died, and I had never seen him in Russia. And my Uncle Sam, that's the youngest brother, he and Louis Moseson operated 11th and Market, Goldstein and Moseson. They still a Moseson on the...
That corner.
On, there's one on the 5th and Wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his son. And there's a milkman, Isaac Goldstein. And in those days, they used to drive a horse and wagon, have a bell, ring it, and people would come down from there. They lived with their pots and pans, and they poured the milk from there.
How much did you say they paid?
Probably for 5 cents, they'd get a quart. Then we moved from my uncle's house after we lived there a year, and we moved on East Jefferson, and we opened up a little grocery store. My mother with us two. And later on, several years later, she married Philip Fileson. And as a result, we have three brothers.
Philip Fileson, Junior, really, and William?
William and Leon, no, not Philip Fileson, Junior, no. Philip is a son. We have Leon and William and Manuel.
Are your three brothers?
And my oldest brother is Joe.
And what business were they in?
You mean the boys?
Yes, your brothers.
Both, Leon had a grocery separate, he sold. Willie had a dry goods store. And Manuel was an athlete, and he had a restaurant, he always had restaurants.
Oh.
Manuel has, I don't know, might not like it if he ever heard it, he's sick.
Now, you want to tell us something about your education? Or where you went to school?
Yeah, I went to the George W. Morris School, which is on Floyd and Chestnut, up until the sixth grade, and from there on Jackson and Walnut, finished the two schools to the eighth grade. They did not have junior high schools in those days, so you got to finish. From there, if you wanted to, you had to go to high school, or you could go to normal. Most of the girls that I knew went to normal after 2 years, and they became teachers. Today, it's much more difficult.
Oh, yes, they have to go longer.
And then I took a high school course at the YMCA at night, because I was working in the daytime. To go back when we were kids, let's say some of the things we did. We used to take a ferry boat that ran from here to Jeffersonville, the Nickel. We could be there all day, and there'd be somebody playing, and mostly it was, yes, we have no bananas. That was all the time, that was fun, the whole Nickel. We would walk to Central Park, and lots of us from all over, and we thought that was fun, and walked back. We wouldn't think of riding, couldn't afford it. As we moved from Jefferson Street to 7th and St. Catherine, that was a complete Irish neighborhood. That's so funny. That was called Limerick. And by the way, that's considered an interesting part of Louisville now. Limerick, no part of Louisville. But
where is that?
Out 7th Street, 7th and St. Catherine and
Oak. Oh, yes.
So on.
Yeah, that's where Central Park was.
Central Park's on 4th.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then?
Now you say the Jewish people lived close to
Jefferson Street and Crescent Street, but most of the Jewish people lived in little cliques, I'd say little ghettos, that's the word I was looking for, little ghettos, like on 7th and Walnut, it was a complete Jewish neighborhood, and on Madison Street, three blocks on Madison, that's between Preston and Brook. The all of Madison Street was crowded in with a lot of Jewish people, and they had more fun. They used to say that all they needed was themselves. They were a complete little city to themselves. They'd sit out in the front, and they'd talk with each other, and they had big families, and they mixed with. In fact, Nathan came from Madison Street, too. And so many of the... So forth, the Leaf grew up in Madison Street, and that was an ordinary neighborhood. And then the finer neighborhoods was out on 1st and 3rd and 4th, you know, and this is where they lived. This is where one of my uncles and aunts lived.
But you all this time were way in the West End.
Yeah, I was on 7th and St. Catherine. I was part of the West End. Then after that, then we moved to the West End. That was 1918. I remember that because the war was just over. All the screaming going on, you see. And if people wanted to know about old fashioned things, they ought to know about the way groceries were sold. Everything was in bulk. Nothing was packaged. If you had any kind of dried fruits, you dug them out of 25 pound boxes. Nobody seemed to get any diseases then. I wonder why. You dug everything out of boxes. Crackers were loose, jelly was loose, sugar was loose, everything had to be put
up. Was harder on people like you that waited on
the work there was terrific.
Yes, of course.
But in the meantime, we that's when I started teaching Sunday school at Addison Shoring.
Uh-huh.
And even that was interesting because the children who went there took a little more interest, I think, than sometimes than they do today. But it was part of my education too.
Now, did you say one of your relatives started at Jeshurun?
Yes, that was my two uncles.
I want you to tell about that.
My two uncles, my Uncle Saul and Uncle Sam, were among Saul Goldstein,
Sam
Goldstein.
They started
that with a couple of other Shapinskys used to be. They were related to them. They all started that. That was started. That.
And they had another rabbi before Rabbi Gilman.
Yes. I don't know who it was. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember. I mean, that was a long time before.
And didn't you say that you and Mrs. Gittleman started the Woman's Club?
We had the Emma Lazar Circle, they called it, Emma Lazar Circle. And we had people sometimes come to talk to us, or we mostly discussed the important women, Jewish women.
Getting back to the high school, when you went to the YMHA, And you said the different rabbis used to come and
speak. Give little talks at our little clubs, yes. And the YMHA had the climatory contest. That was one of the big features of the YMHA. Every one of us got up and we thought we were just great talkers, and then we had certain subject to discuss, and then they had regular judges to find out who spoke the best. Mm-hmm. I can still remember one of mine because I was so proud to get that. and why I love America.
And you won a prize for that?
I did not.
Oh, did you not, did?
Because they didn't like the way I said my R's. I don't remember things. I don't have much of a memory anyway. But this thing stayed with me so long because I was so anxious. And it started with America has a heart. And you see the sad part. Look at all the R's that had in it.
Oh, yeah.
So that killed it right away.
Oh. You had trouble with your R's. And then I'm getting back to the shuls now.
Yes.
Now then you, after you married Nathan Bronstein,
yeah,
he belonged to the other
Anxious part, yes. Which is very Orthodox.
Yes.
And his father and the Bears and all the Bramstein and Bears founded that shul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see, all they've been there, and that's why he wanted to belong there.
Were you active in that shul?
Yes, I belonged to the sisterhood. I gave several little affairs there. I go to the Bible class. In fact, I led some of it. I gave a couple of book reviews. Yeah, we did pretty good. Uh-huh. I don't go as often as I should now. Nathan always went. We went every Saturday. We never skipped a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we went to the holidays there.
Yes.
I wonder if somebody gave you the on all the other shields that they were patented.
No.
See, they had.
I think Aneth Israel. You say when they were founded.
Yes.
I think Aneth Israel was one of the first.
One of the first, right. The
and Bris Sholem is about 85 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aneth Israel is over 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the one on, I wish I remembered two names, but anyhow, there was one on the Green Street, which is now Liberty, and one on Jefferson Street.
Well, I'm sure they have that record.
And I think they have that record.
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the shuls?
Well,
you never.
I never.
Your whole life didn't go around the shul.
Mostly around the YMHA.
Yes.
I was there a lot. I belonged to any number of clubs and came to a contest and little plays and went to dances there and.
This is when you were a little girl.
Yes, until about 16, 18
years
old. Yes,
right. But that was where the younger people congregated.
That's it, all the time, that's
right.
And then when we moved the 28th and Chestnut, then it was quite something in those days to go back to the center, but we did, we went anyhow. Because we kept such late hours in the store there. And then special, I was going to night school too at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always at the center if everything went on in any kind of a literary work, I was at the center, that's what we like. And then during the war, Nathan, of course, was in service, but I belonged with the USO. And every Friday night, I asked people to go out there and serve the soldiers. And we used to have two women who would make them sandwiches, and they took them out.
Is this for the Jewish soldiers out there?
Jewish soldiers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yes. They had...
Where do you say out?
To Fort Knox.
Oh, you went to Fort Knox.
Yep.
Now, what about Camp Taylor?
I didn't go out there at all. I was just a little young, but I was allowed to go out there. My mother thought it was terrible. This was a little soldier thing that I got from
the USO JWB, Jewish Welfare Board. You got a little
I got lots of plaques from there, just loads of them.
You did
but
so much work out there.
That was interesting. Well, see, the USO at that time was at the center. Now they don't have that. They had the USO, or they had Annette Zegman was at the working with the Mr. Garden, and each one had something to do, and it was my job to see that food was gotten together and sent out every Friday night, and to get a couple of people who would drive out and entertain the soldiers. But once every 2 weeks, they sent a bus, and then a lot of us went out on the bus, and we took the food out, and we used to take a group of young girls out to entertain the soldiers. And we
That's
sent,
what they like.
Yeah, we sent them salami sandwiches, and when we sent them corned beef, it was something. We'd send chopped liver. I used to make the chopped liver here, and we'd send them out. And the boys were just, oh, they were so thrilled.
Were you interested in the project at the center on Sundays when they brought the boys in?
They brought the boys in. I helped some, but not very much. No, this was mostly Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday night.
Well, that
night,
was a fact, big
every
thing.
Every Friday
for
night
you
for
do.
A number of years, yes,
uh-huh.
quite a while.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, it went on and hadn't stopped too long ago. Of course, you see now they have the, they don't have the soldiers. I mean, they
no.
don't have the theft anymore.
No,
so,
they, don't no need it
they don't need it
band
now.
Anymore. But I used to go on Sunday
well,
and
Emily,
help
you
serve.
Used to go and you used to also, you used to get people and make arrangements for the holidays for them.
Oh,
I don't know
yes.
what you did.
Yes.
That's right. Every time, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was about, that's about the interesting things.
Uh-huh. The I forgot about that, but I'm glad you brought
yeah,
that out.
Uh-huh. That. I started to tell you about the why. I do want to tell you this. I don't know the points of that, but it was so funny that of all those people, they asked me to trim a tree. And I said, I don't know the first thing about a Christmas tree.
Now
and
you're
I
talking
said,
about the YMCA.
MCA, where I went to high, the
yes,
night school.
Yes, and you.
And I said, I never trimmed a tree. And to tell you the truth, I'm Jewish, and I don't know whether I'm allowed to trim a tree, frankly. Hey, what do you mean allowed to trim a tree? I said, well, all of y'all trim trees, trim a tree. This was supposed to be a signal honor, you know?
Sure.
So my brother Leon, that's the one, he was the one that was trimming windows at that time. So I said, Leon, you think you could trim a tree for the wife? So we went out in the woods on a Sunday and we picked up, what do you call those?
Branches.
Mistletoe and all kinds of berries and whatnot. And he had tape paper and we trimmed one whole night. We trimmed that whole tree all the way up to the ceiling.
I bet it was beautiful.
It was a lovely tree. They couldn't get over it because I said
you
never
had no experience
tree.
Before.
Not at all. We just put anything on it. In fact, some people told us to put popcorn. We could sing the popcorn. But the funny part about it was that of all the people, you know, the
yes,
people Jewish.
Yes, you were
people.
The only Jewish
yeah,
one
in
the
that class.
Class.
Yes, and uh-huh. other classes they had some, but I was the only one. I was taking up English then, so.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an interesting aspect that I don't think anybody else can
yeah.
claim. Uh-huh. I don't
that's
know
the only
if there's...
thing I know of. I don't know of anything really worthwhile.
Well, I think you've told some good stories. It's still a little more on this side, but that's all right. We can stop it.
You know, it's too bad that I didn't... think some more, because I never...